Kel, just a couple of days to go and then ahead of this big night at the O2. How much are you looking forward to it?
I can't wait. You know, the turnaround from the last fight straight into this. You know, I'm very happy with that. I've done all the hard work now in the gym. You know, and I'm you know, it's about the next couple of days. It's about relaxing, you know, enjoying myself and looking forward to the fight.
When a fighter's worked so hard for a world title defence, to go straight back into training for another fight 2 months later, what kind of a challenge was that?
You know, it went hard. You know, it's what I love. I love competing. I love training. And, you know, I was straight away to Eder after the Jojo Dam fight. Get me on as quick as possible. I need to make up for that lost time I had at. And, you know, in a delivery, you know, he said, what about this fight? And what about this fighter? And I said, you know, Frankie Gavin's wanted this fight for, you know, for many years. He's always said that he's seen things in my armour that he's going to exploit. And so, you know, good luck to with him with that. And like I said, I'm very happy that I'm fighting so, you know, so quick from the last fight.
What kind of a fighter is he, and what do you think he's going to try and do this weekend?
I'm hoping he comes to fight and give the, you know, the paying public, the fans, what, you know, they want to see a great all action fight. You know, I'm not wanting him to be negative and run away. I want him to fight, you know, come to fight, because, you know, I'm leaving it all on the line. I'm giving him the opportunity to fight for this world title. So, you know, give back to the fans and have a fight with him.
A bit of fun on Twitter as well in the week leading up to it. You said you don't see it going beyond three rounds. I think you found that rather amusing. But how early do you think you can win this weekend?
You know, I'm not looking to go 12 rounds. I'm looking to seek and destroy in this fight. Not taking anything away from Frankie, you know, it's just what I'm wanting to show, you know, people that, you know, I'm the number one in this division.
And it's a bit different than the Sheffield Arena, isn't it? I mean, it's a bit bigger, there's going to be a lot more people in there, but what do you expect the atmosphere is going to be like?
I'm expecting it to be epic. I'm expecting it to be, you know, fantastic out there. You know, I thrive off walking out and all them fans cheering, and, you know, I've boxed all over the world, and, you know, I'm just excited to get that adrenaline rush again and competing.
What does it mean to you to be fronting a bill as good as this as well?
You know, it's you know, I have to nip myself sometimes. You know, a kid from a council estate in Sheffield, topping a bill at the O2 in London. You know, I've come a long way, but people cap yourself off, and, you know, I'm far from finished yet. You know, I want to excel to the highest limit that you can reach.
Eddie Hearn has been talking about what is potentially next for you if you win this fight, and while you're not going to look beyond Frankie Gavin, when he mentions names like Brandon Rios, Manny Pacquiao, does that excite you?
Oh, it excites me unbelievably. It's like, you know, I've always wanted to fight the best, and, you know, I'm champion now, and them fights can be made, so I'm looking forward to dealing with Frankie. But also, you've got to understand that after beating him, there's them big fights out there. But like I said, I'm not looking past Frankie. When he turns up on his day, he's a handful. So, you know, I've made sure that I'm going to be ready for Saturday.
It's a fantastic incentive, though, isn't it, to know what's possibly next?
It is, obviously. Knowing that, you know, beating Frankie in style, you know, it leads to them big fights.
Do you think that's the big thing, though? Winning in style, not just winning this fight, but putting on a real show?
Yeah, I'm wanting to win in style. I'm wanting to lay it all, you know, leave it all in the ring. I'm not looking to, you know, to not. I'm looking to fight hard as soon as the bell rings.
And if you are able to win as well as you are and go and have these big fights, do you think this is setting yourself up for what is going to be a huge 12 months leading to next summer as well?
Definitely. I want him to be fighting regular. I want him to be fighting top names. And like you said, a good 18, 20-odd month is going to be, you know, me wanting to fight the best.
Is it an exciting time as well? I mean, Eddie's talked about you potentially replacing Carl Froch as Britain's number one boxer, which must be something that interests you as well.
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm being billed as the next, you know, poster boy, the next box office fighter. The star from Froch, and you know, I think it took me all my career, but I'm ready now. I think I've got, you know, I tick every box to be that box office, you know, star.
You've been fighting for Sheffield and for your family and all. Do you think you're fighting for Great Britain as well now? Do you think you're trying to represent the country a bit more, maybe not just Sheffield now?
Yeah, I think that I've grown, you know, out of Sheffield. I'm representing, you know, Great Britain. I'm looking to do us proud and wave that flag high, you know, in every fight.